Okay, good Erev Shabbos to everybody once again. And Shvi'a Baloscha is really an amalgam between two different topics. It's the Seifa Dekra, as it were, of the story of the Kivros HaTava, and then, of course, the story of Adadabir Miriam, the Aaron, the Moshe, Odos, Aisha, Kushis, Asher Lakach. And superficially, you'd think you're dealing with two very different stories. One, of course, about a Taiva, Gashmis, and then a matter of a spiritual concern of Harakach b'Moshe Diber Hashem Elo Gambanu Diber. What's really striking is that Hashem's response is decidedly parallel in the two cases. The first, with respect to the Kivros HaTava, Pasuk says Ve'af Hashem Chara Va'am Vayach Hashem Ba'am Makah Rabba Me'od. And not only that, but this language of charon af, but habasar odenu bein shineihem, right, that it was immediate in coming. We find exactly the same language in terms of Hashem's response to Miriam and to Aaron, vayichar af Hashem bam, vayilach, and previous to that, vayomer Hashem el Moshe el Aaron ve'el Miriam, right, the dibor came, the Torah says pitom, and Targum Onkelos is techef. And Rashi has a lot to say about this, and the Ramban picks up on this as well, but that it was immediate. And the Ramban says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was not going to lay low, so to speak, on Moshe's kavod, and he wasn't mochel on Moshe's kavod. And the response was immediate in coming, so we have this double parallel. Again, the charon af, and then the tchifus, the immediacy of habasaro denu ben shineyem, and pitom. And I think the direction that these linguistic parallels point us in is a much more profound connection. The basic problem in Kivros HaTava, and that's why it was Uve'enei Moshe Ra, what's so disappointing about it is a sense that there's an opportunity for people to appreciate spirituality, there's an opportunity for people to appreciate what it means to Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, to have the man is really a form of kachim. It's not a surprise that we learned the din of Nosar from man, something we've discussed in years past. And instead, they turn it into an opportunity to debase themselves, right? Zacharnu is Hadaga, Shernocha Mitzrayim, Chinam, Chinam, Mina Mitzvos. So likewise, Hu Hadinami, Miriam and Aaron were in a position unlike any others because they were Nevi'im and they knew what it was about, and they were also siblings. They should have been the ones to have the greatest degree, qualitatively and quantitatively, of appreciation of who Moshe Rabbeinu was, as the Ish Anav Ma'od Mikol Ha'adam Asher Al Pnei Adama, as the Navi par excellence, and yet they traded that in for a base and a crass, right, the discussion of personal life. Instead of appreciating Moshe as a spiritual paragon, right, that they decided to abandon momentarily the ethic of Matovu Olacha Yaakov Mishkan Osecha Yisrael, that we don't peer into other people's private lives, right, even with the most noble intentions, as Miriam undoubtedly had, right, and the debasement of, right, these certainly great individuals who, instead of appreciating Moshe's spirituality, chose to sort of look with a jaundiced eye at Moshe's personal life. So the Tzad HaShavah Shebehen, clearly, where it's Charon Af from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's an immediate response. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in both cases of the Kivros HaTava and the Chatzeros, to Daber Miriam Va'aron V'Moshe Al Odos HaIsha Kushis HaShel Lakach, has to do with missed opportunities, debasing an enormous potential for spirituality with something which is far, far baser. That was true of the basar, complaining about the man, complaining about their proximity to Hashem, mivakshin alila, as Rashi says, and it was certainly true in the case of Miriam and Aaron, who were best positioned to appreciate the spirituality of Moshe, and instead made their evaluation surround, right, something that they had no business addressing. Madua lo yireisem ladaber ba'avdi b'Moshe. There's something brazen about addressing themselves to that part of Moshe's life, just as there was something extremely brazen, debased about demanding, you know, a different menu from Hashem, as if that was, you know, the priority here, as opposed to the opportunity to live in the presence of the Shekhinah.